Hello and welcome to Finch Shots Daily. In today's episode, we talk about how to finance a film in the crypto era. Before we start today's episode, we have a quick announcement. We've recently launched a new endeavor called Ditto Insurance to help you purchase health insurance and life insurance for yourself and your loved ones. Ditto comes with a spam-free guarantee, and we answer your queries free of cost, even if you don't buy from us. So head over to the link below for unbiased, personalized insurance advice. Now, on to today's episode. Arthur D. Vanney writes in his book, Hollywood Economics, quote, "The movie business is a business of the extraordinary. It is dominated by a handful of exemplary movies and artists that account for nearly all of the industry's revenue and impact," unquote. And that means most producers walk away with duds in their portfolio. They pour in millions of dollars only to see their movie tank at the box office. And this isn't an anomaly. It's the norm instead. Needless to say, movie financing is a perilous endeavor. But now, one movie producer wants to make the whole thing more exciting by crowdsourcing the financial aspect. And he intends to do it using NFTs or non-fungible tokens. First, let's break this up. What does a non-fungible token actually mean? Especially the word in the middle, fungible. Well, think of it this way. If you have a 10 rupee note right now, you could exchange it with another 10 rupee note and it would be indistinguishable. They are interchangeable and they hold equal value. It's what economists call a fungible token. However, non-fungible tokens can't be substituted this way. They will always be unique. And if they are represented on an immutable ledger, the blockchain, it becomes a non-fungible token, or NFT. Meaning, a token assigned to you on an internet ledger or blockchain maintained by a host of connected computers will always belong to you unless you choose to dispense it elsewhere. The records can't be altered and your ownership of the token is incontestable, at least in theory. And while NFTs can be used to mark ownership of any asset of your liking, typically, they are used to represent ownership of digital assets like art, music, or memes. The only problem, however, is that owning an NFT doesn't automatically guarantee complete ownership. For instance, imagine somebody creating an NFT associated with a popular music video. You could buy that NFT and brag about it to your friends. However, you may not be entitled to any royalty fee the music may come to generate. That money will still go to the composer. And while artists can sometimes throw in this extra privilege if they so desire, it's not something that happens all the time. So, there are also those who see NFTs as nothing more than glorified trading cards. It's fun when you're discussing it within the ecosystem, but outside of it, NFTs may not mean much. The flip side, however, is that some NFTs have been selling for a lot of money. And by lot, we really mean a lot. Consider, for instance, a particular cat meme. The original digital rendition sold for $590,000 in an online auction, and some NFTs have even sold for millions. Clearly, there's some potential here. But that aside, let's get back to the main story, shall we? Alright. So recently, a longtime Hollywood producer, Niels Juhl, best known for producing the mob drama Irishman, decided to take the plunge and finance his movie using NFTs. Juhl intends to solicit funds and produce a series of full-length feature films entirely through NFTs. The plan is to raise around $8 to $10 million by selling close to 10,000 NFTs to a mix of public and traditional industry investors. And he hopes to do it soon. For people that buy the NFT, well, they get to own the digital token representing some degree of ownership. But more importantly, Juhl has also promised to share a slice of the profits these movies might make along the way. So on this occasion, it won't just be about bragging rights. Instead, the NFTs could actually be a way to make big money. Now, nobody knows for sure if Juhl will succeed in this endeavor. But if he does, this could open up a whole new avenue for producers to access capital. It could make crowdfunding easier and, more importantly, popular. Perhaps this could change the face of financing movies altogether. Thank you for listening to today's episode. FinShots Daily is available on a bunch of streaming platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. So make sure you follow us on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Until next time.